Kilts, live music, and some black and white pictures from the 80s were among some of the non-fish related features of Sitka's Seafood Festival, the summer festival that isn't all about the seafood. I talked to a man who was sitting alone at his own table waiting for his wife to return from shopping at the booths.
Once you find out that you get married, there are certain things that are inevitable. Your wife goes shopping and you find a nice place to sit out, you know, so you can relax and watch pretty girls go by.
Of all the many things the festival had, the black and white pictures from the 80s drew in the man and his wife who had never been to the festival.
I'm a lifelong Sitkan, but this is the first time. The picture exhibit was what really drew us in, and that's great.
The photography exhibit in Allen Hall displayed the work of Yana Suchi, showing the Alaska fishing gold rush of the 1980s in monochrome. The Seafood Festival also turned out to be an ideal place for some groups to share some info on things relevant to Sitka. In this case, Matt Simon, an intern for the Sitka Conservation Society, was canvassing for the protection of Tongass salmon population. He's been busy in Sitka this summer.
I've been doing a lot of advocacy for climate change, getting people to write to their politicians and just getting people talking about the issues and how they're affecting Alaska.
I asked him what he thought of the festival.
I'm liking it, yeah. I got my first crab that I ate in Sitka.
One of the main attractions the festival hosts, and the event that takes up half of the hill on the Sheldon Jackson campus, the Highland Games seemingly had no connection to seafood, or Sitka, really. But no one seemed to mind, and even I was captivated by the brawny men in kilts lifting and throwing heavy things for sport. And although some of the events have picturesque names like the caber toss, the sheaf, and the hammer, one is simply called throwing a heavy weight. On top of that, people were selling clothes and jewelry. I talked to Christy Jones, owner of Fairweather Print, who admired the festival's improvements from last year.
The last time I did it, my booth was over in Rasmussen Hall, and the festival was kind of all over the place. And this year, it's much more fun and together because of the way they've structured the festival all here on the quad. It's much more of a community event. It's really wonderful.
And with its cozier size and all of the family-friendly events that this festival hosts, like the tote races, sack races, and fish tossing, you start to see what the festival is really all about. Community. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brody Armstrong.